Étude Australe. And behind me, stars of glass and soda sparkle, behind my shoulder that's smoking with salt, behind my bedhead while I am dreaming, the stars sparkle like crayfish on the seabed of Boring V. The stars sparkle like lightships there up in the springtime night while I am falling asleep. I have gathered the dead around me in a circle, as around a maypole, for a dance and a conversation they cannot take part in. All the dead members of my family around me like statues that move almost imperceptibly whenever I do not gaze at them. And behind me, the stars sparkle like electric welding over Funen from the linear shipyards. Behind me, the stars toll for my ears out from the spit in of their order, as if strangers were going to be evening guests, or an unexpected word in my most recent poem. The dead also look at me, at any rate from their carbonized photographs turned pale by purgatory. Or maybe it is the other way around, that I only move, am moved, when the dead gaze at me, and that I otherwise come to a complete standstill in my memories. And behind me, stars plummet down, cold and alien with silicon from their orangeries and from their enormous celestial map, plunge into the realm of my poems, where they strike my left foot, or leave behind them such words as Carina, or Pupis, or as Canopus. And behind me, the stars fall down from their winter gardens, fall down into Étude Australe, from one star chart to another one. And that is the way the stars sound then, even harder and wilder than emerald. That is the way the stars sound in Greta Sultan's interpretation. Nobody becomes a good person just by dying. It is unfortunately not that simple. Just as nobody becomes an evil person just by living. It is not that simple. Everyone has to do it by themselves, both parts of their own free will. It's that difficult. And behind me, the stars cast out dice over the sky's rough glass surface, like ice cubes, like the coins in an I Ching throw, like the notes coming from a Steinway grand piano, like the sparks from John Cage's pituitary gland, like crocodile tears, like the last words in the Bible. I have gathered the dead around me for life's sake, also the dead chaffinches that flew into the window pane yesterday. Life cannot unequivocally determine itself as life. The dead define us. In a way, they are what makes us living. Without death, there is no life. And behind me, the stars chime with death and necessity. Behind me, the stars ring out for God. What if I were not to turn around? Would I then not be transformed into a pillar of salt or into a stone plinth? Would my poem then not be transformed into a mourning cherry tree?